USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Apologies are not enough. We call on Governor Northam to resign and begin the process of truly healing the damage that this has caused.
Despite protests, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is resisting the mounting pressure to resign from his post. He now says he didn't appear in a yearbook photo from decades ago, reversing his own statement from Friday that it depicted him in racist clothing at a party.
In the hours since I made my statement yesterday, I reflected with my family and classmates from the time and affirmed my conclusion that I am not the person in that photo.
Virginia's two U.S. Senators, Mark Warner and Tim Kaine, have issued a statement saying Northam should step down because he has broken the trust with his constituents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Russian politicians are accusing the United States of undermining global security by ending compliance with the nuclear arms treaty. President Trump announced on Friday that the United States will leave the treaty in 180 days unless Russia pledges to stop developing medium-range nuclear weapons that are in violation of that treaty.
One side has not been adhering to it. We have, but one side hasn't. So unless they're going to adhere, we shouldn't be the only one.
The president says he's willing to negotiate a brand new treaty with Russia. U.S. officials say they have little reason to think Moscow will change its stance in the next 6 months. A federal judge in Washington is thinking about placing a gag order to special counsel Robert Mueller's case against longtime Trump confidant Roger Stone. The judge said the charges should be treated like a serious criminal matter and not a public relations campaign or a book tour. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Super Bowl fans are being told to behave on Sunday. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Sunday Super Bowl means parties, even if you aren't a football fan. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is asking residents to follow the lead of the home team.
The Patriots have been down now for over a week in Atlanta, preparing and practicing for this game. They're showing respect to the Rams. They've shown respect to the NFL, and we're asking our fans to make sure we do the same thing.
Police Commissioner William G. Gross is preparing for celebrations across the city. He says any student behaving in a way that warrants the intervention of police because of misconduct will have their name turned over to the respective dean of students for appropriate discipline. And he also warned the rest of the city to stay safe and out of trouble, saying there will be zero tolerance for disruptive and illegal behavior.
The NASA Day of Remembrance on Thursday will honor all of those who lost their lives, including crews of Apollo 1 and space shuttles Challenger and Columbia. John Clemens reports.
NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine tells us the Day of Remembrance on Thursday at all 10 of the agency's centers around the nation has a purpose.
It reminds us that what we're doing is dangerous, but it has a purpose.
Administrator Bridenstine tells us most people are not aware of how NASA has made our lives better over the years.
A lot of people don't recognize how important NASA has been in shaping the world that we know today, but it has been. It's been successful because of the sacrifices so many people have made.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.